You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Tell me you're not going to the St. Elmo's Fire soundtrack.
Since you say it like that, I won't play every track from it. I was just going to play through the whole
thing. What are you, Judd Nelson this morning? Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, the Wednesday hangover after Super Tuesday. People were up, and I thought actually it went pretty smooth when you think about all those states that were in the primary and the reporting. It's not like we woke up this morning going, what happened in California?
Yeah, we know the story.
This sort of makes this Iowa thing look even worse. I mean, if you can count all the votes in Texas and California, and we still aren't even sure about Iowa.
Right.
That does. You know, Steve Weber joins us from Liaison. And, you know, the technology you would think would make life so much easier and so much simpler, but yet it can often complicate everything.
Oh, it can. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Nick. Good to be here with you.
It's good to have you. It is strange to me. We've never had more access to information in our entire lives, you know, at our fingertips, but you still have the human factor in all of that.
Well, the old saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the back end to get the right data in, then...
Well, people have the right back end. They just don't... They're too lazy to use it. I you know, it's just... You can't take out the human factor, which is what scares me about the AIs, because they've got a point. You know, they're going to at one point go, these people don't deserve all of this. And they might not be wrong.
Right, right.
How you doing?
We're doing all right. It's nice to be the sun out this time of the morning rather than dark. And
I think we lose it this weekend. Is the time change coming this
weekend? Yeah, it's going to be close. We'll lose it for a little while and then get back into it. So
feels good to have some nice temperatures and to get out of that sort of winter mode. Now, March can be cruel. We're not out of the woods yet. But you can see light at the end of the tunnel for sure.
With this light comes nice weather, and people start thinking about outdoor entertainment.
Absolutely. And, I was going to ask you that
TVs,
because
audio.
For years and years and years, you know, outdoor entertainment was not much. I mean, I remember you go back to the 1980s, and I had a friend who had a house that had an in-ground swimming pool, and, you know, they had the speakers, you know, out there. And if I were to go back today and listen to that, I would probably be shocked at how, like, caveman-like it was.
Well, when you start comparing with what we have now, yeah, you're exactly right. But, yeah, there's a lot of really good, nice options out there. You know, the most common thing is audio, just putting in some landscape speakers just to help with the ambience out there. Just to help with the listening, but also TVs. I mean, move outside and if you got a game on and want to see it, there's some great TVs that have brightness so that you can be in direct sunlight and still see them. I mean, there's still people who want to try to take an indoor TV and put it outside, but they're not made to be out there. And then you're moving it in and out to be able to withstand, or you're just saying, oh, well, I'll just replace it. They're cheap. They're disposable. There's some really good TVs out there.
Now, what's the difference, you know, when a TV is made for outdoors, what is the difference in that model versus an indoor TV?
So one of the things is brightness. You know, they have to be brighter because you have to overcome the ambient light. So that's one big thing. The other is water tightness. You know, they're sealed so that you can't get any air. I mean, we've got videos where they're spraying it down with sprinklers and hitting it with footballs and, you know, the only thing they're not doing is completely submersing it in a pool.
Right.
But they withstand all that, and they're good, and
so
they
they're
last.
Good so good through rain, they're good through heat, they're good through all that, and you are able to see it clearly despite, you know, harsh sun or whatever you might have, shadows or
exactly.
whatever outside.
Exactly.
What's the price range for these outdoor TVs?
You know, it all depends on the amount of brightness. So they've, like, Sunbright is a company that has three different levels. So if you're going to put it in a covered porch, you don't need as bright as, say, if it's going to be out at a pool. And so you're going to range for a 55-inch from about $1,500 to about $3,000, $3,500. You can get all the way up to an 85-inch, and now you're talking quite a bit more for that. But, you know, there is a premium for getting it, but it's, you know, you're getting a much better quality. And they're going to last. They're going to last a long time.
What is is there a size maximum? You know, I mean, I've often thought like 7-Eleven and Huck's, you know, they just kept pushing it. Like, you know, it's like what a large soda used to be versus like what you can get today where it's like a half a truck full of soda. I mean, do we hit a max? I mean, you know, I'm trying to think about 85 inches. You know, I think it's too big. Or is there a wheelhouse that we'll settle on eventually as human beings about how we want to consume our entertainment?
No, I think bigger is better
really?
In this. Yeah, because it just makes you a better part. You know, if you're going to have a chair that's, you know, 5 feet away, you know, don't get an 85-inch TV. It's going to hurt your neck moving back and forth and your eyes and so forth. But most, you know, living rooms, entertainment rooms, media rooms can handle a bigger TV. The average, they say the average size being sold right now is 75-inch.
Really? Yeah. That's the and, like the median?
And it's when people come to us and say, hey, we want a 32-inch TV, 35, it's nearly impossible for me to get that. Now, you can go up to Walmart and you can find
one. Yeah, I'm not saying go all the way down to 32. I'm just wondering, like, you know, is 55 or 60 or, I mean, you know, what is the number that is sort of kind of universal? You're saying the average 75. That's shocking.
Yeah, so the number we've used is 2.5 times the height of the TV is where the optimal viewing distance back is.
Nick, what size, what's the largest TV you have at home?
85.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what you're finding, your thought on the 55, if you go buy a nice 55 off the shelf, you can get them for under $300 now. And people a lot of times say, hey, I've got $1,000 or $1,500 I'm going to get for a TV. Why not spend it and get more? Because a lot of people budgeted for a big TV. Now, 55s are almost like little TVs to them, and their budget can support bigger. That's what has probably trended the 75s up higher, because plasma screens were like $3,000. Now $1,500 could get you an off-the-shelf, you know, 75-inch TV, and, I mean, you're still half your money in your pocket.
Yeah, I know. There is this notion out there that all TVs are created equal, or they're basically made by the same company and then a different name is put on it. That's not true.
No, that's not true. And then the ones that you can get at the big box stores, and we're not talking the Best Buy, because they have good quality,
right,
high level stuff, but the other, you know, I'm not going to mention particular names, you know, those are a lower level a TV. And you can say, oh yeah, this Samsung, it's in, or it's a Sony, it's a, but there is definitely a difference. So you are getting a better quality TV for a higher price.
Let me ask you about security, because I'm in the FBI Citizens Academy a couple of weeks in. It's a 10-week thing. And last week they talked a lot about China and a lot about cell phones, right?
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
showed where, you know, the top 10 cell phones sold in the world, where they're made and where the software is put in, apps that people are downloading, and then giving access to that app to their phone and where those apps are originating, TikTok, some of these others that are Chinese companies. I mean, do we worry about this with our televisions? I mean, because they are now, they have the capability of listening. They have the capability of viewing. I mean, you know, the higher tech we get, where do you fall down on all of that as far as make and model are concerned?
Yeah, no, they're all about the same. I don't know that any one of them is touting that they're safer, you know, cyber safe.
But who was
really trying to give more technology and more smart?
Yeah, but who? Which company? One of the brands that's sold in the big box stores that's pretty popular was caught, you know, taking customer. It was a Vizio, I think that was
right. That's what I'd heard. I know.
Yeah. I mean, that was an actual legit story. Right. I mean, they were, you know, listening, you know, in, and I'm sure most of that isn't for like some sort of like counterintelligence. It's probably they just want to sell you more stuff, you know, which is what most of the privacy issues revolve around. Isn't really like, hey, we want to steal your information and rob your bank account. It's we want to sell you more stuff.
Right, right. You know, and I'm not even sure. I mean, there's going to be a point where Nielsen ratings don't even apply, where you have to fill out those things, because the TVs are probably going to give that information back.
Right.
To the networks, and then they sell that to advertisers and say, hey, look, here's what our true listening or watching audience
sure.
is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do it. So I shouldn't, from a security point of view, worry about who makes the guts.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we know.
Yeah, that's the point too, right? Yeah. A lot of it comes out of the, you know, I just think in our communications era, it really opened my eyes. It was an interesting conversation because, you know, I never really thought about where Samsung phones are made, you know, or you know, Apple's an American company, but a lot of their cloud-based stuff is in China. You know, I mean, so it's not even if you kind of know where the stuff is made, it doesn't tell the whole story.
Well, the end of last year, the government came out and said, we will not allow any security cameras made in China in any government facility. They banned it totally.
Yeah.
And so there was a scramble with the big producers to, oh, no, we've got to get our cameras made elsewhere. And the one particular company that we use moved all their production to, or a lot of it to Korea, so that they could avoid that. But yeah, the government just said, you know what, can't have government facilities protected by security cameras made in Korea.
Yeah, listen, I'm not an alarmist, by the way. I mean, we have a global economy, and we're not going away from that anytime soon. And I'm sure that most of this is legit and fine, but it's just stuff that people don't think about on a day-to-day basis as this world gets more and more connected. Is,
right.
You know, people could have bad intent on the other side.
Yep. Yeah. Like we've talked about before, the cat's out of the bag.
It is.
We've given up that privacy.
See, but
it's going to be hard,
Steve,
to get it back.
This is where I want to draw my line. I've given up my privacy to my government. I don't want to give it up to the Chinese
government. The Chinese government.
There's where I'm drawing my line.
You're right. You know, the other thing about TVs is the whole movement with streaming and how that is changing. I mean,
yeah.
Netflix was the gold standard, but now a lot of their content was owned by NBC or Disney, and now those companies are starting to stream, so they're pulling their content back. So Netflix is losing it. The other thing is that a lot of people don't know about, you know, for the longest time, Comcast/Xfinity, you had to have a box behind every TV. Well, if you're familiar with Roku, Roku is a device you plug into your TV or your AVR, right? You can now put those on all your secondary TVs and stream your Comcast to that. So I can have one Comcast box in my house. I can put Rokus in all my other TVs, and I can now watch Comcast on all those other TVs.
Yeah.
That's really a big deal.
I love Xfinity has jumped, you know, leaps and bounds over the last couple of years. Their whole flex screen thing now, where I can get all of that in one screen.
Yeah.
You know, you're not worrying about HDMIs, you know, and switching over to this to find Amazon or Netflix. You know, you can get it all in one package. I think that's what ultimately people will want to pay for, right, is the convenience.
The convenience.
I don't want to have, you know, 63 hurdles,
right.
You know, that's why, you know, the X1, you know, voice remote is, you know, that's all. I mean, I don't flip channels anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just talk to it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, that's a nice convenience, and once it's set up, it works.
What about like YouTube and Sling and all these others? I mean, we will hit a saturation point, right? I mean, I keep thinking we will, although I keep downloading more apps, that all of these different services, there will be a point where we're not going to just have all of them, right?
No, there's a charge. I mean, YouTube TV.
I don't have YouTube. Do you have?
No, that's one I don't
have. Is it Red? What is it called?
It's just YouTube TV.
Yeah, YouTube TV.
What was the Karate Kid thing on?
It was on Red. I mean, they're just now calling it YouTube TV.
Okay, so that was Red at one point then. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're going to narrow it down. You're not going to have all these different services because then you're not saving money. I mean, I think the YouTube TV is like $49 a month, which if you look at all the things they include, $49.
Wow.
If you include, like, they don't charge to upgrade to HD. They don't charge for DVRs. They don't charge for, you know, special programming and all this, it's all pretty much included. So you kind of go, wow, maybe they can fit all my needs. You don't charge for local channels.
But, and, you know, that's fine, but my $5.99 for Disney's looking all that much better. I mean, you know,
I think you're going to find with Disney is they're going to start segmenting all of theirs off. You know, this, the section is going to cost you $5.95. This one's going to be another. Before you know, you're going to be up to, you know, the same amount.
Nick, what are you willing to pay a month? I mean, total. Right now, I have Netflix, I have Hulu, I have Amazon Prime, I have DC Universe, I have Disney Plus,
CBS.
CBS All Access. I'm at around 8, I would say, as far as you know, paid services. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. For the first time in my life, I've started thinking about how I'm going to approach it because I've always just paid the cable bill, mm-hmm. you know, and gotten the whole spectrum that way and then added my a la cartes. But now there's a lot of overlap. You know, a lot of that content is on multiple places. And so now it's time for me to start really just thinking about it.
Yeah.
The pushback's going to be how many apps and you use the simplicity for it.
Listen, I'm an entertainment guy. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. I don't go cheap on this. I mean, this is the downtime, relax, enjoy time. I guess I'm willing to pay whatever the cost is.
Yeah, but it's
not sure
everyone. The landscape is changing.
Yeah,
really quick.
All right, Steve Weber is in. We've got all the folks from LiaisonHomes.com. You can check out their website. They will take care of you. We'll talk a little bit more about the latest in technology with Steve on the other side of the break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Decatur's favorite place to buy a car is also your place for a great deal. You know who I'm talking about. It's Bob Brady.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC.
Two great dealerships right there on I-72. The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth. Whether you're looking for a car, truck, van, SUV, or work vehicle, Brady's got you covered.
At the Auto Mall.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 is home to Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram trucks, Honda, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and the incredible lineup of Ram commercial work vehicles.
In Forsyth.
Don't miss Bob Brady in Forsyth for Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Just off I-72 at exit 141, home of the Charlie deal. Hard to finance? No problem. Brady will work to find you the right creditor when others might not even look. For more than 30 years, Decatur's first choice for new and pre-owned is Bob Brady, I-72 at exit 141 and 144. At Bob Brady, we're deal.
Don't miss the All Things Home Show, presented by Carpet Weavers and the Metro Decatur Home Builders, March 14th and 15th, showcasing dozens of experts, industry trends, a new retail area, and more. Sponsors, Newhoff Media, Rainy Nursery, Prairie Insulation, JP Construction, Shop on Main, Skeff Distributing, Pepsi, Lowe's, and Liaison Homes have provided door prizes and fun activities. Check out DecaturHomeBuilders.com or Metro Decatur HBA on Facebook for details.
Pot shops would forever change our community. These shops peddling today's super potent pot, nothing like the old Woodstock weed, are bad for our kids, will put more stone drivers on our roads, lower our property values, and increase crime. Communities across the state are opting out of legalization to keep pot shops off their main streets. We should join them. On March 17th, help keep pot shops off our streets by voting to opt out. The future of our community depends on it. Paid for by Opt Out Decatur.
McLeod Express, one of the finest trucking companies in this area, is looking for local professional CDL drivers. Most drivers want a job they can call home, where they can feel appreciated and valued. Look no further. You will be home daily, paid by the hour, and we offer a monthly productivity bonus, as well as $500 orientation pay. McLeod Express, family owned, family focused, family driven. Call 866-379-8377 and join our family today.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ibora, and I'm asking for your vote on March 17th for Macon County Circuit Clerk. If elected, I plan on bringing fresh, innovative ideas, along with positive ideas to enhance the taxpayer experience when dealing with the Circuit Clerk's office. I plan on bringing quality service and work to improve relationships with all agencies to better serve our community and reduce government costs. On March 17th, I'm asking you to vote for me, Jennifer Ibora, Macon County Circuit Clerk.
Paid for by Friends of Ibora.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Sometimes I feel like back here with, the folks that are going to take care of you. Your entertainment is important to you, right? I mean, this is... not to go all Robin Williams, you know, Dead Poets Society, but this is why we all work, right? So we can enjoy, you know, the arts.
Oh, yeah.
It matters.
You know, and the other part is the convenience and going to Liaison and checking out some of the things that can really just automate your life. Little things like the routine of coming home, walking in the front door, closing all the blinds, turning on the lights and all that, turning on your TV, your music or whatever. It can be set to automate. It can sense when you're there. Steve and his crew know how to do that, where you walk in the door and the house changes and sets up the way you want it to do.
Yeah.
Just because you're home.
Yeah. No, it is. It is pretty amazing. All the things that we would watch, like on Star Trek or whatever, yeah. You know, are now kind of part of our everyday lives, except for the transporter thing. And when they figure that out, there's no country I'm not visiting.
You know, you can test that out, though, with the virtual reality. You know, when we now have this Modus VR where we build out a space, you know, and people can go in that space, you're standing in there and you're teleporting around the room or the building that you're doing. That's really pretty cool. It, you know, it's not happening. I'm not teleporting, you know, across the city in real life, but it gives you this feeling of, wow, this is really pretty cool.
It's
going to
change the way we do everything, like the way we stage homes, the way we sell homes, the way we consume our entertainment, the way we train our police officers. I mean, it's not just sitting down and watching a movie. I mean, it's changing the way we live our lives radically, and 99% of that is on the upside positive, right? It's opened my eyes that we sometimes blindly jump into things without realizing the implications.
Yeah, the unintended consequences
yes.
that we don't think about. And that aren't really digested.
Yeah.
I want to say that's human nature, unless you're a doom and gloom kind of person. But if you're an optimist, you don't always look at the negative side of things.
No. You just want to make stupid videos. Yeah. What do you mean the Chinese are using this to take all of our information? just be, look, you could do some just little bit of research. But what I worry about is, on the app side of this from the technology
right.
is a lot of families have like phone plans, and what the 14-year-old's doing on their phone impacts everything else.
Right.
And so, I think sometimes parents, not that they're Amish, but there's a little bit of keep yourself entertained. Parents have to be kind of responsible in this.
Well, it's the easy thing. It's with little kids, you're busy and you don't want to, do it some. So put them on an iPad.
I get that. But now when you put your 8-year-old on an iPad and they're playing with an app that was based out, on the Chinese government collecting information, I mean, it's a whole different, you don't have to worry about that with Legos.
No, I hope not.
Well, or your coffee pot recording all your conversations. It's a whole new world.
Yeah,
but the upside of that is it's never been more convenient. You can tailor and customize your experience. I remember years ago, 20 years ago, Bill Gates, built a home. And everybody that would visit the home would get a little pin, or an attachment they would put on their shirt. And in that was downloaded their favorite art, their favorite music, their favorite whatever. And you would go into rooms, and instead of, art that was framed, there were monitors, and it would pull up the art that you love or the music that you like. And if two people would come into the same room, it would go down to the list until they found something in common for both of them. And that was unbelievable technology that was only afforded by somebody like Bill Gates. I mean, he spent like $200 million. Now you can do that no matter what your income level.
It is. I mean, you just look at Alexa and Google Home and what that does for us and the conveniences that does. Yeah, no, the prices have come down, and it is now there.
It's democratic. Everybody can have a little taste of it.
Yep.
Pretty amazing. Steve, how do folks get a hold of you guys?
888-279-1235 is our phone number, and then our website is liaisonhomes.com, and we're right downtown across from the transfer house and the post office. So we'd love to see you, and just show you what we can do. I love touring people through the Experience Center and just kind of seeing their eyes light up and go, wow, really? You can do that?
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
Great to see you, Steve. Enjoy the sunshine and the warm weather.